The Sports Wrap with Paddy Sweeney.
Channel 9's Paddy Sweeney, sports reporter from Nine News Perth, joins us live on Weekend Breakfast. What a treat for us and our listeners. Carms, Paddy, all the way from the Busselton Ironman over the weekend. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Michael and Carmen. Great to be back with you. Yeah, it's been a big weekend down south in Busselton. Obviously, the Ironman 70.3, which was held yesterday. So they got the swim leg in this year, Jenna. I know you're very keen on finding that out. You didn't get to do it last year, so... they got that in this year, and yeah, a couple of great results. A world legend in terms of triathlon, in terms of Craig Alexander. He took out the men's event, his second, and WA's very own Felicity Sheedy-Ryan, she took out the women's event, her third success there. So a couple of really good results, trying conditions, around 1,500 athletes. So while those two get the spoils, a lot of credit to all of them that just competed yesterday, really.
Paddy, how was your swim?
My swim? I didn't get in the water yesterday.
What about your run? Cycle?
No, I was a little bit sore, so I was on the support duties this weekend, Calm. So I still feel very sore. It feels like I've done the Ironman.
Oh, well, Paddy, you're still sore from last year, aren't you? So Paddy Sweeney rode 90 kilometres last year. Huge effort.
Wow.
Got a reasonable time, but it was only when he got back and we took a look at his bike, his brake pads were broken and they were rubbing. So it was effectively riding the whole thing with the brakes on.
Wow. That's extraordinary, Paddy. I guess you feel like you've done your fair share now, huh?
Extraordinarily dumb.
It is. I actually just finished on Friday night, so it was good to get it done before they started this year's event as well.
I love it. All right, well, let's talk about the sport you are more au fait with, I suppose. West Coast returning to the winners list last night. You're not convinced, though, are you?
No, I'm not really convinced. A good first half, 8-2, and really it was a 5-goal second quarter that got them there. And Jack Darling, I mean, that's the big positive for West Coast. He kicked 3 goals in that second quarter. 4 for the night. He kicked the sealer in the last quarter. But after half time, they were shut down again. They had issues winning the ball. Gold Coast really did close them up. They swamped them. And, half quarter really looked like Gold Coast. Well, they had all the momentum. And had they have just kicked a little straighter and a couple of things go their way, they could have walked away with the win there and snatched that game from West Coast. So, look, I mean, the most important thing for West Coast is that they actually snapped that 2-game losing streak. And they actually did win the contested ball count. But Adam Simpson, you know, was a little bit disappointed in the second half especially. And you could see it getting to a couple of the Eagles senior players late in the game. Luke Shuey, Shannon Hearn, Elliot Yeo were all there. And there was quite a little nice melee going on at the interchange bench there as well. So, look, West Coast, they got the win. That's what they had to do. They've got St Kilda coming up next weekend. They will start favourites in that. So if they can go 5-3, look, they're in OK form. But all things equal at the moment, they are struggling just around the contest and their intensity and their intent at the moment. So, yeah, they've still got a few question marks that they need to answer. But, a good result last night just to at least walk away with the victory.
922-11-882. If you watched the Eagles last night and you want to have a comment on their form, or if you're filled with confidence, or did they not do enough, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. 922-11-882. The Dockers away to Adelaide. They've been in pretty good form.
Yeah, they've been in great form. They were second on the ladder heading into this round. They have the second best defence at the moment, and Joel Hamling and Alex Pearce have been at the centre of that for the entire season. They're in great form. They go to Adelaide Oval. It's not a happy hunting ground for Freo. They've only played there the 7 times. They've lost 6 of them. And the average losing margin is 10 goals, Carmen. So I know you'll be hoping that doesn't follow that trend today. But
no.
Look, they do go there with confidence. And I guess one of the players that I'm really being sort of really delighted with to see sort of blossom has been the form of Matt Tabanagh. So I was just doing a bit of research throughout the week. And, he's only, for a guy that's played 68 games, his best return in terms of goals in one season was in 2016 when he kicked 18, and that was from 17 games. He's already got 11 this year. He leads the competition in contested marks and also marks inside 50. His goal kicking, just finishing it off, is probably the thing that's letting him down at the moment. If he can get that right, I think he's just on the verge of one of those breakout games where he kicks 5 or 6 and really leads Fremantle to a victory right on the back of his own performance. But I expect Freo to go pretty well today. I think they can definitely take it up to Adelaide, who have really sort of struggled to find any real consistency and form this season.
Yeah, look, fans are hoping Tabanar can
Matt
come up.
Tabanar, of all the big names that they've recruited, Jesse Hogan, Cam McCarthy, he's the other one, and it's Matt Tabanar who's actually grabbing games by the scruff of the neck. Really?
Yeah, he's been, Matt, this year he's been absolutely sensational. I mean, the other player that's really stood up and is probably benefiting from the likes of having the McCarthy, the Jesse Hogan, and also Matt Tabanar is Brandon Matieran. You know, 5 goals. He's kicked a bag of 4 as well. He kicked 2 goals late in that game against St Kilda here at Optus Stadium, which basically got them over the line when Nat Fyfe was knocked out as well. So he's had a great start to the season. So the forward line is firing for Fremantle. And as I said, they've got their defence. That back six is extremely tight, and they're just not letting other teams score at the moment. So they're in a really good spot, Freo. They just got to keep it going.
What about Connor Blakely? How did he go, Blakely, in the waffle? He came back from a hammy incident. Injury?
Yeah, second week back from that hamstring surgery. And this is, I guess, probably a testament to where Fremantle are at the moment and the depth that they've got is that he can't get back into that side just yet. Look, he missed 10 months of football. Yesterday, though, he came out and had 31 touches, kicked a goal. He's ready to go. That's, for mine, it's just one of those statement games where you say, right, you just have to find a way of putting me back in that side, Ross Lyon. So it's going to be really interesting to see. There'll be a couple of those Fremantle players on the verge today that would have checked the waffle scores and the stats, and they know that Connor Blake was knocking on the door. So, he's ready to go. Expect him to probably return next week. He's just shown with that block of training he's been able to complete, and now 2 solid games in the waffle that he's ready to play AFL again.
Well, you know that Michael Genovese will be head of the cheer squad today when the Fever meet up with the Lightning in a grand final rematch today. It's going to be very exciting, Paddy.
It is. It's going to be an absolute cracker. So the Fever, their first home game of the year, taking on obviously last year's title winners who beat them in the Sunshine Coast Lightning. It's interesting because the Sunshine Coast, they've had a bit of a list overhaul. They don't have Caitlin Bassett, who was originally at the West Coast Fever. She's now defected to the Giants. And then also down the other end, their defence, they don't longer have Jeeva Mentor. She's now at Collingwood. So the Lightning are a bit of an unknown. They lost last week as well. They'll want to come here to Perth and repeat the dose what they did last year. The Fever, though, they're also without a big name, and also their captain in Courtney Bruce. She's got an elbow injury. They're managing that, and it's sort of one of those ones that I have a bit of a feeling this one might be one that they've got to manage for a while. So she's no sort of walk-up starter for round 3 action as well. But they were disappointing last week. They lost to Adelaide by a goal, who hadn't won a game in 27 matches. So the Fever will want to bounce back. Janelle Fowler, the good news is we've heard the star goal shooter from Jamaica. She rolled her ankle in that game. The word is that she's going to be right to go. She's got that right. So that's a big boost for the Fever. And I think the home side will just get over the line today.
First pass just after 11 o'clock. Are you back from Busselton to be on the court side there for the broadcast?
I will be. Currently in the car, but I will be courtside there and can't wait because they get around 7,000 fans. They're, they're the green army, as they like to call themselves. They're not the red army. It changes as the seasons change as well. But they'll expect probably 7,000 to 8,000. The first pass is just after 11, so it's sure to be a ripping game in terms of the rematch as well.
And there's an intriguing EPL title race on at the moment.
Yeah, there certainly is. Liverpool, they jumped back to the top of the EPL board last night with a 3-2 victory over Newcastle. But Man City, they tonight can go back on top of the leaderboard if they get a victory tonight. There's only the one game to go next weekend, but it's an intriguing season because Liverpool at the moment are on 94 points. It's almost three decades since they last claimed the title as well. They've got a Champions League match coming up this week, so they've got a lot on their plate at the moment, and Man City, if they win the last two, it's a simple scenario for them. They will lift the title. If they slip up, Liverpool are right on their hammer. So it's going to be an intriguing finish to the EPL season over the next sort of week and a half.
And Paddy, just going back to the Iron Man down there in Busselton, how did Channel 9's own Michael Thompson perform?
Yeah, look, Tomo took to the run leg yesterday, the final of the Channel 9 team, and he had the 21.1 kilometre stretch in front of him. we got out there and supported him. He went around, he got the job done. A very good performance from Tomo. Yeah. Plenty of support from the fans down there as well. It was unbelievable. He sort of was a little bit sort of king and queen like, just waving the hand, and people were chanting his name, which was quite phenomenal. So he was hating every second of it, I tell you. He was laughing it up. Yeah, he was sort of, I actually think he thought he was Craig Alexander coming down the finishing chute there at one stage. So, no, Tomo got the job done. A really good performance. I reckon today he might be a little bit sore. I know he jumped in the ocean straight away to try and start the and fast track the rehab, but I reckon those quads over the next couple of days are going to be burning. He's going to know he's alive, that's for sure.
21Ks, well done, Tomo, and well done to you, Paddy. We'll see you on the TV of the Fever game, taking on the Lightning with that first pass getting underway just after 11 o'clock. Paddy Sweeney from Channel 9 there with a full wrap of the weekend of sport. Stay with us on Weekend Breakfast, because unless you've been under a rock, you'd be well and truly aware that we are in the heart of a fiery campaign.
It can get a bit snore-worthy at times, but I tell you what, Michael Packey, our Macquarie Media National Political Editor, knows his stuff and he really can bring some life to it. So if you want to know what's really going on behind the scenes of this campaign, you need to listen next. Here at 6 p.m.